You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was going to mention I was in my haircutting place. I don't know, barbershop, I guess. They had Mix cranked the other day. Like, blaring. I was like, holy crap, you guys love us. So thank you. I was like, this is awkwardly loud, but hey, they had us rocking, so that was great.
So how many streaming services do you guys have right now?
Let's add them up. I got the Disney Plus, I got the Hulu, I got the Prime, I got the Netflix, and I used to have Apple, and I canceled that one because I was like, five is way too many.
I'm wondering if... I was writing a piece about this. And talking about how I think we're getting to the point where we're all going to start reevaluating all of our streaming services. I keep YouTube TV shut off for 6 months, and mm-hmm. then when football season is starting, so I just turned it back on.
I probably
2 days ago.
Should do that with mine. We only watch like the news on that. I don't even know why we have that. No, because I got Better Call Saul and Yellowstone. Those are the two biggies. So that's why I'm keeping it around.
Well, there's a story out today that starting in December, Disney Plus is going to start showing commercials now, unless you want to pay more. And that pretty much seems to be the model that streaming services are moving to. So if you want to stay with what you've got now, they'll just relabel that Disney Plus Basic for the $7.99 a month. Okay. But if you don't want the ads, you got to move up to premium. That'll cost you $11 a month.
For now.
For now. Hulu is raising their prices, too. They're going to go from $6.99 to $7.99 unless you want the ad-free version of that. Yeah. And then that will raise... a couple of bucks, up to $15 a month.
My Hulu is the ad version. My Disney is the non-ad version. But I get both of those through my phone provider because I've got that Verizon thing where, if, you know, you bought a new phone or you're a Verizon subscriber, you get Disney and Hulu for free. So I wonder which tier I'm going to get with Disney then. They're going to bump me down to the commercial one? I don't like that.
Speaking of,
we watched that new Lightyear movie. It just got released on Disney Plus. It's crap. Disney is just pumping out crap lately. None of it's good.
What's going on with
that? Stupid. I don't know. They're mailing it in, man.
That, or maybe they're like, people will buy anything.
They're just pumping out content to get it on their streaming service.
It's like the Colorado Rockies business model, right? People will go and sit and watch the games. So we don't have to put out a good product. Yeah. Speaking of which, the Rockies came back down to earth last night and got beat. Uh-oh. Speaking of also the streaming services, we watched Only Murders in the Building on... That's a Hulu show, isn't it?
I think it is. Hulu. I've been wanting to watch that.
Okay, well, we watched the first season and we weren't crazy about it, but I think it was peer pressure because everybody we know is saying, oh my God, that's such a fun show, blah, 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 blah. All right, so we watched it, and we were...
Well, it's Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, whom I adore.
Selena Gomez?
I love Steve Martin. But we watched the first episode of season two, and that was it. We were like, okay.
We're out.
I don't want to offend people who love that show. So let me just say it's not for me. Writing,
you know what's not
and
for
acting?
Me? Martin Short is not for me.
I can't handle any
Martin
Short. I
can't handle Martin
ever.
Short.
Anyway, Steve Martin, bless his soul, I believe he is an American treasure. He says that he sees the end of the line approaching for his acting, and he thinks this show will be it. And guess what? They've already renewed it for a third season. Why?
So he'll get through that and then maybe hang it up.
You know why? To give seventh graders a job writing.
Hey-o. I actually had to look that up, look up how old Steve is, because, you know, he's looked like he's in his 70s for 30
for years.
Yeah, he's 76 years old. I had no idea. He looks really good still, I think.
Well, they've upped that show for a third season, but he says this will probably be it for him.
Okay.
All right, that's fine.
Fine.
Also, speaking of shows, Jason Sudeikis of Ted Lasso is in the news. You might remember a few months ago, you know, he's going through this breakup with actress Olivia Wilde, and he served her custody papers. She happened to be on stage at a film festival. And at the time, everyone was like, oh my God, hopefully this was just an accident. He had nothing to do with it. And he came out and said, yeah, I had nothing to do with her getting served in a public place like that. Well, now, all these months later, Olivia Wilde is firing back saying he absolutely meant to do it there and to catch her off guard and, as she said, served me, quote, in the most aggressive manner possible.
Oh, my.
So these two are now fighting in public because of custody issues with their two kids. She filed for custody to keep them in L.A. He wants to get custody and have them move with him to New York.
Well, that's
things
stupid.
Get nasty sometimes when celebrities break up.
Man.
These guys are playing cards out of the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie playbook.
Yeah, I don't like this at all. When's season 3 of Ted Lasso come out?
I know.
I got to get this bad taste out of my mouth.
And then last thing I've got for you, the Miss Universe pageant. I didn't know that was still a thing, but it is. They've changed their rules. Starting next year, married women and moms can compete in the Miss Universe pageant.
When are we going to do a Miss Mamaverse?
Yeah. For 70 years, only single women between 18 and 28 who'd never had kids could be crowned Miss Universe. But now, moms and married women can compete.
All right.
If that's what you want to do.
All right.
Your wife could do it.
Yeah, she could.
What else is trending?
Shout out to the crews within Denver Public Schools. They've had a busy summer fortifying and helping keep our kiddos safe during the upcoming school year. So big old thank you to those crews. According to the DPS Director of Support Services, more than 900 cameras have been replaced and 1,200 new cameras have been installed across the district schools ahead of the upcoming fall semester. In addition to the cameras, new security systems along the exteriors of the building have been installed. They said they had to install 5,000 door sensors with some new technology on them. The new sensors will trigger an alarm each time an exterior door that is supposed to be shut is either popped open or breached from the outside. So that's super cool. When that happens, a little alarm is triggered, apparently, and then staff will have immediate access to a map and cameras showing the door in question, and then boom, they can lock down the entire school with a push of a button. So some really great, really effective sounding technology being installed on DPS schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's sad that they got to do it, but you know.
Well, I wasn't even thinking that. I mean, it is sad.
It is sad that they had to do it.
But I'm thinking this sounds ripe for all sorts of problems and
mistakes, false alarms. And, but you know, they'll work through the bugs and the you know all the kinks and stuff. And either way, I just wanted to give a little shout out to the crews doing that for our kiddos. Thank you so very much. A viral video floating around this morning. Dom, have you seen this? This has been popping up for the past couple days. A woman in California was arrested after being caught spiking her husband's lemonade with Drano.
I saw the headline.
He got
but
super
I didn't
suspicious
read it.
About getting sick on several occasions. So he set up a nanny cam, and guess what he caught? Making her old, him his old fashions and put a little splash of Drano in there. Your wife makes you some cocktails, doesn't she?
Yes.
How you
and
feeling?
And I've said on the show multiple feeling? Times, if I die anytime soon, everyone, it's Gretchen.
Yeah, you might want to set up a nanny cam just in case. Just in
won't
case.
Won't do me any good. I'd be gone.
Gonzo. This story is kind of funny this morning. A Pennsylvania woman is accused of using pages out of her spell book in order to light a car on fire.
A spell book?
Her spell book, Dom.
A book of spells?
I put a spell on you. Witnesses told officers that the woman was believed to be practicing witchcraft. Now she's facing charges related to reckless burning, terrorism threats, and just plain old simple assault.
Ah, okay.
So don't do that with your spell books, please. Keep it to yourself. And this is my favorite story of the morning. This massive brawl broke out between 20 family members during a funeral for a woman in California last week, leading to one injury, one arrest, and $20,000 in damage. The fight started between a brother and sister who were attending their mother's funeral. Get this, it's their mom's funeral. I guess they've got some bad blood. It goes back many years. And so they started fighting at the funeral. The sister's boyfriend came up to try to break it up. The brother started beating on the boyfriend. That's when it escalated into the brawl. The brother ran over, got in a vehicle, took off, damaging the grass. knocking over headstones and vases. He broke a water main that filled up the funeral plot, and he knocked over the casket with the car.
Oh, for God's sakes.
He then attempted to drive towards his sister and run her over, but instead swerved and struck another female and sent her to the hospital. You know, Why is there no video of this?
This is sounding like the siblings in Yellowstone to me.
Oh, it definitely is. But where? Everyone's got phones. I want some video of this. My God, it's insane. Here's your Fat America this morning. Coca-Cola's latest weird flavor is supposed to taste like dreams. It's called Dream World. They say it's supposed to taste like the Technicolor world of dreams. People have tasted it, and they say it's kind of tropical fruit-flavored, mango and citrusy, I guess. It's the fourth and final of their creations released. I tried the one that they put out. It was like Stargazer, Starlight or something. It's supposed to taste like space. Mm-hmm. And it tasted like Vicks, kind of like if you get Vicks in your mouth. So anyway, that's coming up. And then new Doritos are coming out. Ketchup-flavored Doritos and mustard-flavored Doritos, if you're into that. I tried the mustard ones. Sounds tasty. Ketchup's the devil. Ketchup's the devil. I made burgers last night. We couldn't find the ketchup in the fridge, and it turns out we were out. I was like, yes.
Celebration.
Nobody needs that crap. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This dash cam video is making the rounds this morning. It's a single-engine plane that crash-landed on a freeway near Los Angeles on Tuesday, hit the pavement, hit a pickup truck. Everything went up in flames. Two people on the plane, three in the truck. Everybody was unharmed. And when you watch the video, you're like, how did that happen? How did nobody get hurt? It's crazy. It's intense. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Did you watch it?
I haven't. Again, that's another one I saw the headline. I'll go onto our Facebook page right now and look at it.